She's the hairdresser from WA who says she can talk to a tree. You're beautiful. And she's one of the favourites to win this season of Beauty and the Geek with her trained nerd, Aaron. Please welcome Carly Fisher. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello, welcome. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's you can great talk to a tree.
Oh, that got so taken out of context. Do you want me to explain what that was?
Yes, please.
Basically, they go, you know, you're obviously a hairdresser from Perth and obviously being a hairdresser, you can just talk. And I said, well, clearly. And they go, I pretty much said, oh, yeah, I could talk to a tree if I wanted to. And then the Daily Mail's gone and written an article saying this is Carly and she says she could talk to trees. And I was like, yeah, cheers, guys. Yeah,
should have run with it.
Unbelievably, the magazines, gee, they say some rubbish.
Yeah. Really believable, Daily Mail. Yeah, really credible.
Mm. Yeah, they do.
Well, while we're on that, because, like, obviously, you know, this is reality television. Reality television's very good at taking something that you've said and editing and splicing and so on and so forth. And we've got a little something here. So take a listen to this.
I'm from WA and I only just found out that we on the West Coast get sunsets and these people don't over here in Sydney.
Yeah.
I had no idea that you guys only get like sunrises. That actually made me so sad. I can't believe you don't get sunsets.
Now, here's what we're doing. Like, just an opportunity to give you the benefit of the doubt here.
Thank you guys for that opportunity, firstly.
Right.
Basically, what I meant is I didn't realise that they don't get sunsets over the ocean.
Right. Yes,
I just forgot to add that part in.
There you go.
I made myself look like a real bloody dipshit on national telly, but that's all right, whatever. It is what it is.
Well, like, look, we're honest about the fact that they say they got you on there for the beauty, and so they need to try and make out like you don't have any brains, which
Absolutely.
We know isn't true.
No, that's right.
But, gee, you've really landed with your geek.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, you and Aaron, you hit it off from the start.
Yeah.
From the minute you met, he was like, oh, please give me Carly.
He was my one.
Yeah,
like,
I just knew.
I knew the minute he walked out on that field, I tunnel visioned for him and I just knew it was like a bit of a spiritual moment. And I know it's going to sound a bit crazy to a lot of people, but I just knew. And then I fully imprinted on him. So when I saw him during the, what's it called? The interrogation, I was like, that's my boy.
Yeah.
And if I don't get him, I'm gonna crack the sheets if I don't get him. Well, and I did, so.
Initially, people might think you saying that is weird, but you can talk to trees.
I guess at this stage,
nothing's spitting me
nothing's weird here, so, yeah.
You're much loved, and indeed the sports betting companies are very, very onside with you and Aaron, aren't they?
Yeah, so I don't know anything about betting. I lost $20 at the cast once and then I fully cracked it and I spent me $8 at Macca's. So I don't bet because I lose. So I don't really know much about it. But my brother's like, you're 180. And I was like, what does that mean? It means you're paying 180. And I was like,
You're hot favourite.
I'm hot favourite. Yeah.
You know, because in the past reality shows, you know, places like Sportsbet, all the gambling places, they come out and they place their bets on who they think's going to win. They put the numbers out there and a lot of the time they're correct.
Yeah.
So do you know if you won the series or not, or did they film some false endings and things?
Well, you guys are just going to have to watch.
Yeah. I can't. I'm busy at the moment.
Well, you're just going to have to watch it back on playback. Is that what it's called? Yeah, playback.
Yeah.
Channel 9 now. Watch
Thanks,
back
Mom.
On it.
And let's remember the sports betting companies also predicted that Donald Trump wouldn't become president of the United States. So they don't always get it wrong.
No.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But look, I don't want to give any spoilers, guys. Just watch it. Yeah. You're going to absolutely love it.
Can I ask you, though, what do you think was the overarching thing that you got out of being on this show?
So I can hands down say it was, and I know it's going to sound really corny and a bit cliche, but just meeting everyone and when you watch us on TV, you know, you only see 2 seconds of everything that we did. I was there for, you know, we're all there for so long. So you really get to know one another and you're in this experience with no friends, no family. You don't know anybody. So we're all going through this together. So you really form really good bonds and really strong friendships. And we all talk every day. We're in a massive group chat. There's all 20 of us. I have to bloody scroll all the way back to, it was definitely meeting everyone. Like we still FaceTime, I don't want to say too much because it was definitely meeting everybody. And I definitely reckon the dog challenge was 100% up there with my favorite.
Cool.
Well, your geek was a bit, he was a bit rattled.
Oh, he was shitting his pants.
He was
shitting himself. Yeah, he's petrified of dogs. And obviously, I clearly love them. And I kind of feel a bit bad because I was just so excited seeing all the dogs that I kind of just sorry, Aaron. But nah, when we end up getting together and like him facing his fear, that was, I was so proud of him for that because, mate, if that was me in a crocodile or a Komodo dragon, I would not have done that.
No. Yeah, well, to be fair, me with a crocodile or a Komodo dragon, as opposed to a Pomeranian.
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly, so your mum's in here. Now, I'm not going to get your mum on because she's already said, no, I don't talk on the radio.
Mum, come on. No, right. Don't be a dog.
No, she said no. It's okay. Right. But how did mum take it when you said, I'm going on this show?
You cried. She was really excited. She was really happy.
She was like, I'm glad you've gone for the geeks and not married at first sight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. 100. And that would be my dad's answer as well. But no, I've had so much love and support from everyone. There hasn't been one person that's like, oh, maybe you shouldn't. It's a bit just like, yeah, go on. Why not? Give it a crack. So, yeah, I'm really lucky. I'm supported by a lot of love and a lot of friends. And
unreal.
Yeah, a lot of support.
Well,
good.
Congratulations on winning Beauty and the Beast.
Look, if I did, I'll come back and you can congratulate me in person, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll go down the pub.
Deal.
Okay. Yeah,
deal.
All right.
Mate, you get me onto those betting sites. I'll buy the drinks too. Don't you worry about that. Carly, nice to catch up with you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.